And spend a couple of moments sensing the right foot compared to the left foot, the right leg compared to the left leg, the right hip compared to the left hip. And then sense your spine from your tailbone upwards, noticing vertebrae by vertebrae. How do you sense your spine? Sensing the curves in your spine, the places where your spine touches the floor, and where there are gaps between your spine and the floor. All the way up to your head. And feel how your head rests on the floor. And gently roll the head a little bit right, a little bit left, just to see how free is your neck in each direction this evening. Staying within the range of movement that feels really comfy and easy. Even if it's a smaller range in one direction, just noticing the difference between the two sides. Feeling the weight of the head on the floor. And let your head find its way back to whatever middle is now. Sense your right ear and your left ear. And the back of the head that lies between the two ears. Maybe that area contacts the floor. Maybe that area doesn't contact the floor. Just noticing the part of the skull between the two ears, the top of the neck. And then down the neck and sensing how the neck widens outwards towards your shoulders, and sense the way your right shoulder lies compared to your left. The way your right upper arm lies compared to your left. The weight of your two elbows on the floor. The kind of contact your left forearm makes compared with your right. The right wrist compared with the left, and the two hands. Noticing how you feel your two hands and how each hand contacts the floor. Notice the breathing. And at any point through this lesson, feel free to bend your legs up and stand the feet on the floor. But for now, you can leave the legs lying long. Notice where you sense the breath most clearly. And bring one of your hands to rest on that place where you feel the breath most clearly. And very often, it is some part of the belly that we feel the breath most clearly. Where there are no bones caging the breath in. And then bring your second hand to lie on your lower belly, below the belly button. If you can do that and leave your elbow resting on the floor, great. You don't have to have your hand in the middle of your belly. But if you can leave the elbow resting on the floor, there will be less effort in your arm and your hand will be more sensitive. And so one of your hands is resting above the navel and the other hand is resting below the belly. And you just let the breath come and go as it does. That's it. And noticing your hands, are they moving because you're breathing? Does one hand rise and fall a bit more than the other hand? Which hand is moved the most by the breath? Maybe swap your two hands over so that you can check, is what you felt with your hands really true? Or does swapping the hands over mean that you feel the movement in a different way? You don't need to press with the fingers. In fact, the more you reduce the effort in the hands and the arms, the more sensitive the hands will be to the subtle movements of your breathing. And then bring the hand that is above your navel, bring that hand up to rest on your uppermost chest, just below your collarbones, on the top of your sternum, and see if you can find a way to rest the arm on your front. So that again, as you breathe without changing the way you're breathing, you can feel, is there any movement in this part of your torso when you breathe? And how does the movement there compare to the movement under the hand on the lower belly? And it's fine if you don't feel any movement there at all. We're just asking questions about what moves when you breathe. There's no right or wrong. If you find yourself trying to breathe better or properly, see if you can let that go and just let the breath settle to what it would be if you weren't noticing it at all. And when you're ready, you can swap the hands over again. So you have the other hand on the lower belly and the other hand on the uppermost chest. Again, just to see if what you feel is the same when you swap the hands over. And then bring both hands, the backs of your hands, to rest on your sides. So that will mean moving the elbows outwards. Move your elbows away from your sides, yeah? And then you'll find that you can put your hands, the backs of your hands on your ribs. The backs of your hands, yeah. That's it. And with the elbows on the floor, the arms can be quite relaxed. And as you breathe, you can check each pair of ribs. Do they move as you breathe? Maybe you'll find that some ribs move and other ribs don't move. How far down towards your waist do you find movement of your breath along your sides? And you can move the backs of your hands a little higher and check some of the middle ribs. And you may find that by letting your elbows slide away from you, you are able to bring the backs of your hands quite high up into your armpits, so that you can find out when you breathe without trying to breathe any differently to what you are naturally. Is there any movement in those ribs? Which ribs move most freely when you breathe along the sides? And then bring your arms to rest by your sides again. And sense your back against the floor as you breathe. Does your back change contact with the floor? If so, where? Which parts? Behind the waist, the lower back, the middle back? Do you feel movement there as you breathe? What about your upper back, the base of your neck as you breathe? Do you feel an upward movement of your breath towards your throat from under your collarbones? And as you breathe in, your diaphragm, which goes across your trunk, moves downward towards your pelvis. And when you exhale, the diaphragm moves upwards towards your chest cavity. It divides the abdominal and chest cavity. See if you can have a sense of your diaphragm moving down and flattening as you breathe in, and it springs back to its natural relaxed dome shape, but it's higher in your chest when you let the air out. Do you feel a similar sensation in the pelvic floor? A sense of a downward movement as you breathe in and an upward movement as you let the air out. The breathing diaphragm and the pelvic floor diaphragm match each other. They work together. So when one moves down, the other moves down. When one moves up, the other moves up. And then leave that and just rest for a moment. And then bring your two hands onto your lower belly below your belly button. Below your belly button. So that lowest part of your belly, the middle fingers rest right next to the pubic bone. The thumbs rest just either side of your belly button. And focus on your exhalation, focusing on letting the air out. And begin each time you let the air out, you make a sound. You make shh. Each time you exhale, shh. And feel how that activates your lower belly, which is under your two hands. So your hands are below your belly button. And each time you repeat that exhalation with shh sound, pull your lower belly in towards your spine and away from your hands. Do that a few times. You pull the belly in with your exhalation and your shh. Can you do it a few times and push your belly out? Shh. As you make the sound on the exhalation. Shh. So you do the same thing with your breathing and the sound, but you push your belly out instead of pull it in. Do you have both options? And then, last couple of times, as you exhale and make the shh, pull your belly in again. Make it flat, small, flat towards your spine. Shh. And then bring the backs of your hands to the sides of your ribs again. So you move the elbows out and the backs of the hands, not the palms, yeah. And now, as you exhale, so we're still focusing on the exhalation, but the sound is make that sound as you exhale and see if you can make your lower ribs wider so that they push into your hands. Does the sound already create a widening of those side ribs, especially the lowest ones? And you can try moving the hands to different pairs of ribs and see if you can make the s make you wider. And then bring your hands to rest on your upper chest, above your breasts, just below the collarbones. And here, as you exhale, the sound is Ha. 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 That's it. And the sound creates a vibration, right? Ha. And the chest compresses when you make the ha. Ha. That's it. And then leave that. Bring your arms down by your sides again. And let go of doing anything in particular at all, other than sensing the coming and going of your breath and the feeling in your body. What do you notice? How are you feeling? Is there a little pause at the end of each exhalation as the breath turns its tide to an in-breath? Can you feel that moment where the in-breath turns to become an out-breath? Sensing, where do you feel the breathing is happening most now? Is it harder to pick one particular spot? Has your breathing become more easy, more spread throughout your torso, your chest, your sides, under your collarbones? At the base of your neck, in your back, in your side ribs, in your lower belly, as well as in the belly, in the area of the diaphragm, in your middle. Now, how do you sense your feet? Your legs, your hips, your spine, your head, your shoulders, your arms and hands. Has your feeling of yourself changed? Grown, become clearer, has a different quality. When you're ready, just open your eyes and open and close the eyes a few times, just slowly. Roll your head a little bit. Is your head and neck more free? And leave that and roll to your side and come up through sitting to standing. When you're on your feet, how does it feel? How do your feet contact the floor now? How is your sense of yourself in standing? And let the eyes open and notice your horizon. How do you sense the space around you? And then walk a little bit and see how walking feels after this exploration.